Yeah, you know, this team has been together for a while. They're vets. They've played together. You can see the fact that they've played together for a couple of years now, and it shows up. They're really well in flow with each other. They play off each other really well in all three phases. I think it always starts up front. You know, those guys up front on the offensive line and defensive line set the tone of physicality for the team. That's something that we want to get to and need to get to. You know, what we've learned from them is when we in the first game, we felt like we could play with them, and we matched their physicality. We felt pretty good at going into that game, especially with Taylor and the things that he was doing. The key to that game was the two turnovers that really swung the game the other way. Even then, there was still some good fight. So we felt it was a couple of key plays in that game, and it might have been a totally different outcome. The second game at their place, we got overmatched physically, and I think our guys took a saw that on tape, and they take a lot of pride in coming back tomorrow night and playing a physical team. And the only way you can beat a physical team is by being more physical yourself.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.